Checky, checky, check, check. One, two. Oh, that's loud. Oh, wait. Hang on. Turn it down up here. Hang on. It's almost like I've done this before. Hey, there we go. Look at that. Now, somebody who has actually done this before would have brought their footrest. I wonder if the chair could squeak a little bit more. All right. This was going to be the sound check, but I think we're just going to go with it. You know why? Because that's the kind of mood that I'm in. Good evening. It is a overcast, cloudy, cold-ish, rainy-ish day. Great one just had Din Din. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. Feeling a little bit low energy, drinking some coffee, but you know, we're gonna podcast. What the fuck? Don't forget the ever present, most likely the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Yeah, yawning, fantastic. Okay, hi there, what's up? Oh, so I went to the gym this morning after got up this morning and banged out today's linkage. I'm recording this on the 28th. You'll hear it tomorrow on Wednesday. Got up this morning and banged out the linkage that you read this morning. Took 2 hours for me to write that. Pretty pathetic, but there it is. I went to the gym. It was good. I got in and out relatively quick. I was there. I think I actually started right about 0900 hours, and I'm doing three sets of the different things right now. Today was squats, bench press, and then what do you call that thing? The other thing. I can't remember the name for it. Oh yeah, and then I'm doing some bicep curls. Threw that in. Four exercises, three reps of each, 45 minutes, which was good. I had to go to work. Went over to Weyland-Yutani. Worked with a yoga pants girl. Knocked out a bunch of projects that we had to do around the shop there. Maintenance, fixed some lights, did some stuff. And here we are. Here we are. Yeah, I can use my printer for a footrest. Fuck it. Because that's just how I'm feeling right now. Very low energy. Which is unfortunate because I have a lot of shit to do. So speaking of the gym, this is a story I almost told you guys an episode or two ago, but I was busy yelling about other things. Aaron Clary's taking a little time off from writing, and so there's some guest post over at captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. And we got one here called The Natural Law of Guidance by our friend, Mr. Adam Piggott, whose most recent podcast I started listening to today in the $500 pickup truck. Adam. I understand you're Australian. Will you please stop uploading your podcast as a fucking WAV file? Oh my God. Adam. I'm gonna write like the technical guide for podcasting for people who do things like upload WAV files and don't tag their files. Anyhow, but see, here's the thing. Adam's not going to listen. He wrote a blog post about that over at Cappy's website. So here's the thing. Adam writes this post, and I just sat down and read this right now. Literally Hitler right now, about 10 minutes prior to this. So he's down in Louisiana working, and he's talking about going to the gym and such and such and so forth and so forth. And he says this, "So my approach to the gym for most of my adult life has been stupid. And if there's one thing I really hate, it's being caught out as a dumbass. It's ironic because on one hand, I will sigh and roll my eyes at someone who wants to get into a raft with no experience and take off and paddle the Yukon River. If they ask my advice, I will tell them to take a goddamn professional with them. I will then give them a list of the very good reasons as to why this is a very smart idea. They will then thank me for my advice, go do it by themselves anyway, and get eaten by bears on the first night. But on the other hand, when it comes to my own actions, I'm more or less as dumb as the rest of them. I'm not dumb enough to think I can scuba dive the Mariana Trench without some help, but I am on the same level of stupid when it comes to doing other stuff, like lifting weights, or buying a house, or divorcing my wife." And God knows I love Cappy and Adam to death, because, you know, all they do is steal material from my podcast and then regurgitate it, because I've been saying this for years. People are stupid. We have to learn things the hard way. We don't take advice. It's easy to give advice. You don't know this, but there was a time in my life when I wrote an advice column. And things I'd always say, you know, it's easy to give other people advice about their life because you're detached from it. It's not your life, it's their life. That's easy. Solving your own problems, taking advice in your own life, see, that's difficult. And Cappy knows this. That's why he charges money for asshole consulting, because he knows people aren't going to listen. And he also knows that my microphone stand is falling down because I didn't tighten it enough. God damn it. I don't know why this thing has to do this to me. Adam goes on to talk about, here we go. Like Adam continues, "Like I said, I took to lifting in a serious way a little over 3 years ago, but it was only about 3 months ago that I finally bit the bullet and paid a professional to fix my core lifts. I did this because I had plateaued out and I wasn't seeing any more gains on any of my lifts. With just a couple of sessions, with just a couple of one-on-one sessions with a really good trainer, I've increased some of my lifts by 25% in just 3 months. My bench press is now double the weight what I was doing when I was 30. There's just one word for that, sad. If I had done what I'm doing now at the age of 18, I'd probably look something like The Rock right now, because progress begats itself as success. Wait, because progress begats itself as success becomes intoxicating. But most people don't progress because they're stupid. And I'm as much at fault as anyone. I am highly skilled at several disciplines, and in all of them, I have had professional guidance. But the disappointing thing is that I did not understand the correlation earlier in my life. The sooner that you learn the basics of a discipline through expert guidance, then the higher the chance that you will make good progress and become an expert yourself. After all, what is the point of doing anything if you don't aim to be the best out there? Beating everyone that has gone before you is as good a starting point as any. The most frustrating thing about this is that you cannot instill this knowledge in other people." Adam continues with more reasoning and evidence and support for his thesis. But yeah, he's completely right. People are stupid. We don't see the places where we're fucking up and where we need help. least not most of the time. Sometimes we do. This is a case where Adam did see it. In himself, when he went forth to seek the guidance of a professional trainer. And here's my related story that I can tell you, because I agree with Adam. We are all very stupid when it comes to solving our own problems and getting past our own plateaus and our own barriers and all this other shit. At the gym that I go to, there's a guy I see there on a pretty regular basis. Older guy. He's from Pittsburgh. Used to be a... Is it weight? What's the right word? Somebody who trains people to lift weights. Trainer? I mean, he used to do that. Lifts a lot of weight himself. He's older than I am and still lifts more weight than I am because I'm a pussy. He's got some grandkids now, which he told me is part of the reason why he went back to the gym, was because he wants to be able to keep up with the grandkids. He wants to be healthy so he can spend time with the grandkids. Now, we were talking the last time I saw him. It was last week. You know, he's telling me, yeah, I've seen these older people, you know, my age and older, and he can barely move. Like, he is telling me his sister. He's like, yeah, my sister, she's a few years older than I am. And she can barely walk from the car to the house, and it just devastates her, you know, to walk two blocks. She can't do it. He's like, I don't want to be that person. And so every once in a while when we're there lifting, and he did this. So here's what happened the last time I was there last week. He stops me and he says, now, you know, I don't know what your goals are. And he always prefaces all the time. He'll say something, and you know, I don't know if you want my advice. I'm like, yes, I want your advice. Absolutely. And he'll tell me what I'm doing wrong. And this time he says, you know, I notice you're doing the curls there and you're really struggling. And I don't know if your goal is to just try to move more weight or to look good or whatever it is, but I'm just telling you, a lot of times you can build more strength by moving less weight and don't be struggling like that because you got to get the full range of motion. I'm like, oh yeah, no, I totally understand that. I'm working on my form. I fuck up a lot. Thank you. I appreciate it. So it's good when a man like this, who's more experienced lifting weights and smarter than I am about lifting weights, is willing to give me this information. It's incumbent upon me to take the information and use it. And the first level of stupidity is a lot of people out there are too stupid to do that because they got too much fucking ego. You know, we talked about that too. He's like, yeah, you know, a lot of people, they want to just lift the heavy weights because it's about ego. And I'm like, oh no, I completely understand. Because we've been seeing each other at the gym for a long time since I first started going. And I went through that where I first started doing it. And I've told this story before, so I'm not doing the long version. But I mean, I was picking up some weight and then I picked up some more weight and I picked up some more weight and I was picking up some pretty good weight. And then I realized that my form was complete shit. And he helped me with that too. He saw me squat and he's like, you got too much back in that or too much something, whatever. But he came out as the first time he really gave me any pointers. It was about how I was fucking up with the squat. And so I backed off on everything. I toned down the weight and now and I'm still focusing on it because I know my form still sucks. But I'm working on the form and not flailing and not being sloppy and doing everything right. With the squats, I'm working on going deeper instead of trying to do more weight and just going halfway down or some shit. I'm like going way the fuck down. The first time he saw me going way down, he's like, whoa, you're going way down there. He says, if I tried to do that, I'd blow my knee out. I mean, I'm going like ass to the grass here. Not a lot of weight, but I'm going all the fucking way down. So we're talking. And he says, you know, it's good to see, too, that you're using a weight belt. That'll help your form out a little bit, you know, blah, blah, blah. He says, yeah, the other day I was in here, I was using the Smith machine. Now, I'm with Adam Piggott on this, at least last I heard, unless Adam's changed his mind. Adam, last I heard, is not a fan of the Smith machine. And, again, now I'm not a weightlifting expert. I'm just going off what other people have said. I have seen negative things being said about the Smith machines, and I've seen the videos where people get crushed by them. I don't know. I mean, maybe there's good things about them. I don't know. But anyhow, the point is, I don't use one. It hasn't killed me yet. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? But he told me he was using the Smith machine and the bench underneath him shifted a little bit. And so he shifted his body to try to compensate and everything like that. And the weight went to the wrong place and he tweaked his back a little bit. Didn't injure himself bad. He said he was fine after a couple of days. He says, yeah, if I'd had a weight belt, I probably would have been okay. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this guy's, you know, clearly, I say this because I'm looking at his body. Okay, he is clearly has a high degree of knowledge about lifting weight based on his physique. I mean, he's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like I say, he's, I don't know, 60-ish. But I mean, man's in excellent shape for a 60-year-old man. I see him in there all the time. He's lifting heavy shit. He's not doing the little fucking 15-pound dumbbells and shit. He ain't doing the 100-pound dumbbells, but he ain't fucking around. Okay, clearly a man with some knowledge and some experience. He says, well, if I'd have had a belt, I'm like, well, why don't you have a belt? Why aren't you, yeah, you're telling me I'm doing good wearing a belt, using a belt. Like, why don't you have a belt? And he says, well, you know, I think I'm just too old to invest in a weight belt. And I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck are you talking about? Because I don't want to argue with the man because, I mean, I don't want to say anything that might be construed as disrespectful to the guy. I want to be honest with him, but I just, yeah, I contained that. But I'm just like, what the fuck do you mean? Too old to invest in a weight belt. I articulated it better than that. I'm like, well, I mean, I ain't no expert, but I think you should get one. I think it's worth it. But here we go. Here's this guy who can observe what I'm doing wrong and give me useful, actionable advice. Right? You know, try bumping the weights down so instead of having to struggle and not getting the full range of motion, you know, drop it down by 5 pounds and get that full range of motion because he's seen that give good results in his years of experience. He can solve my problems, but when it comes to his own problem, tweaking his back because he doesn't have a weight belt, he sits there and comes up with his rationalized bullshit story of, I'm too old to invest in a weight belt. Not making that up. That's exactly how he said it. And this is the same thing Adam's talking about. We're all stupid when it comes to our own problems. I mean, once again, that's one of the reasons why I do this podcast, why I tell you guys about stupid shit that I do. Because if you hear me telling a story about doing something stupid and you're doing the same fucking thing, maybe you'll make the connection in your brain where that connection might not have been made before. You'd be like, oh man, the great one. I can't believe he's a fucking moron. Right? And then you stop and you go, wait a minute. Shit, that's exactly what I'm doing. Well, if he's a moron, maybe I'm a moron too. You know, my life can serve as a warning to you. It really can, if you're willing to listen. That's the thing. If I just told you, I said, dude, what you're doing, you're fucking up, man. Oh, fuck you, great one. You're just a racist. You're just an asshole. If I tell you about my fuck-ups, they match your fuck-ups, maybe you can put two and two together yourself. So invest in a weight belt. It doesn't fucking matter how old you are. They're not that goddamn expensive. I forget what I paid for mine. I did a little research on it. Once again, doesn't make me an expert. But I did a little research, and the research I read said that the weight belts that are wider in the back than the front are stupid, and the people design them don't understand the purpose of a weight belt. And you want it to be thick and the same thickness all the way around. So I bought this nice, I don't remember what I paid for it. I want to say $40. But I could be wrong. It's been a long time. Bought this nice weight belt. Seems very well constructed. I've had it probably over a year. Holding up great. There's like, I mean, as I think about it, I don't recall seeing any signs of wear and tear on it. It's true, we're dumbasses when it comes to our own lives. I mean, that's why all these stupid broads have to write into E. Jean and ask for her advice on most of the time things that are blatantly obvious. You know? I mean, I'm engaged to a man, but I'm having sex with another guy. What should I do? I mean, that's really pretty fucking obvious to anyone except her. You know? I've been focusing on my career my entire life, and I'm overweight, and I can't find a man. What's the problem? It's pretty obvious. Just nice and peaceful right this second. Just sitting here enjoying a little bit of the calm before the storm, because it's the days are numbered. It's the final countdown. It's the final countdown. A little more than 30 days from now, I'll be moving out of this place. Got to start packing soon. Thankfully, Weyland-Yutani is slowing down a little bit. No more really huge lighting gigs that are going to suck my time and energy away. The third theater job that I took that I told you guys about, I just don't think it's going to work out. We looked at the schedule for next season, and I'm looking at the dates that they need me to do stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I can't commit to most of these. I mean, I could if you were paying me, oh, I don't know, about four times as much as you're paying me. But for the money you have, I can't do this. So we're gonna ride out the amount of time that I committed to working for them on a trial basis to see if it would work. We're seeing it, and I mean, it had some problems, that's for goddamn sure. I complained to you guys about it. I don't think it's gonna work out long term. We're gonna have to let this one go. Now I'm ready for warm weather. I'm over this. It's been cold and raining. I should probably be spending this cold, raining time getting shit packed, because God knows when it's sunny and warm outside, it's going to be even harder for me to be inside packing shit. I also need to start throwing shit away. I'm going to fill the dumpster up, try to get rid of shit that I don't need. I got plenty of shit that I don't need. Yeah, I really do feel the motivation starting to come on to start getting packing done. I mean, it's all, you know, everything is inevitable. The upcoming change to my life is inevitable, and it's approaching. And you know, I'm not interested in trying to dodge it or put it off or anything like that. I say that sitting here putting off packing, but I mean, I actually do want to get started soon. All right, anyway, I'm gonna pause this. I'm gonna go get some more coffee. And we're gonna continue. I'm not 100% sure what we're gonna continue with yet, but I'll let you know when I get back. All right, we're back. Let's do some listener email. Edward wrote in. Hold on. I'm about to spill coffee all over myself. Remember what I just said about learning from my mistakes? So don't do that either. Don't try to adjust your chair with a fucking cup of coffee in your hand because you will spill it all over yourself and then you'll be a fucking moron like me. All right, there we go. Avoided that catastrophe. Oh. Right. Hang on. Before I do listener email, speaking of mistakes, oh, I got to tell you guys about this. 2 weekends ago, let's see, when was it? Not this past Friday, but the Friday before that. It's late at night. It's like 11 or something. I hear my phone going off because I normally when I go to bed, I turn the phone off. But not religiously, because usually if I leave the phone on, it's almost always downstairs. My smartphone very seldom makes it into my bedroom. It's one of those things when I come in the front door, my pants come off and they go in the middle of the floor, and the smartphone is either still in the pocket of the pants and they're lying in the middle of the floor, or I do pull it out and I throw it on the table where I throw all the shit that comes out of my pockets. And usually I turn it off when I get home, but not always. So anyhow, about 11 o'clock at night, I was still awake in bed for whatever reason, and I heard it going off downstairs, text message rolling in. So it got me curious. I'm like, who's texting me this late at night? Because again, everybody I know knows that after 9 p.m. I'm pretty much non-functional, non-interactive with the world. If I'm at home, if I'm out working, that's different. So, you know, curiosity kills the cat. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let me go downstairs, get the phone. Let me see who this is. Hang on, I'm going to adjust the microphone. All right, there we go. That's a little bit better. Go down and get it. It's Lucy. You guys remember Lucy, the married woman that the great one shoved his tongue down her mouth? Long story short, she's drunk texting me because she's at the bar with her husband, and I can tell she's drunk because I know her well enough that I could tell she was intoxicated. And you know what? I give her credit. She made it. I was waiting to see how long it would take her to get in touch with me. It took her this long. Because we broke up in, when was it? Was it early December? Late November, early December. So it took her like 6 months. She made it 6 months. She's drunk texting me and she wants to get together. And so we made plans to get together on Sunday. Sunday. And I knew what was going to happen because I knew that she was drunk texting. And I told her, okay, you know, text, could, because this went on. We exchanged text messages for 2 hours. It was finally like 1 something in the morning when I said, okay, look, I got to go to sleep. You got to stop keeping me up. Get it? Keeping me up. Oh, she got it. Trust me. I said, you got to stop keeping me up. I got to go to bed. Text me tomorrow. She says, okay. And she didn't text me the next day, which I was not too surprised by. Because the thing is, I knew she was going to back out. But then Sunday morning, I get this text. I think we made plans to hang out today. I'm like, no, you know that we made plans because you can scroll up on your cell phone there and you can see our text message exchanges where you were telling me, you were calling me dear and sending me little hearts and all this other stuff and basically wanting my cock. And where you said, hey, let's get together. And I said, sure. So anyhow, she backed out, which did not surprise me. But it's humorous. You know, we can put that in the category of me doing stupid stuff. Maybe you can learn from it. I don't know. Maybe it's stupid. Maybe it's not. I've talked about all this before. I don't have any... What am I looking for here? For me, there's no moral quandaries or something. I know for some of you, you'd be like, oh my God, I can't have sex with another man's wife. That's wrong. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't have that. Because they're leftist. And you can't tell a woman what to do with their body. And I expect some level of consistency. I mean, can anybody be 100% consistent in all of their actions and beliefs all the time? I don't know if that's possible just because, you know, having to interact with the world makes it difficult. You know, but there are some levels at which you can be consistent. And leftists are the most notorious at just shitting all over that. I mean, I'm just going to repeat myself here, so I'm going to try to do it as briefly as possible. But once again, leftists are completely devoted to destroying the family. Right? Leftists are completely devoted to destroying monogamy. Leftists are completely devoted to sexual liberation, especially of women. Right? Leftists are completely devoted to the idea that female sexuality, or the expression and enactment of female sexuality should not be restricted. And it certainly shouldn't be restricted by men because that's patriarchal. And for a leftist man to get upset that another man is banging his wife, I'm like, no, dude, you know. You have abdicated all legitimate claims on any kind of intellectual level to getting pissy about another man, be it me or anyone else, banging your wife. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like me. I'm always fucking foaming at the mouth and spitting all over the microphone about how 80% of white people need to be exterminated, right? So that we can have Ancapidice. We got to get rid of the stupid people, get the shit out of the fucking gene pool. All right, if someone shows up and actually starts killing off the fucking stupidest 80% of white people, I'm in no position to complain about that. If you hear me complaining about that, feel free to make fun of me. And if I happen to be in the dumbest 80% and they come to me, I'm going to have to suck it the fuck up, aren't I? I don't have to like it, but I'm gonna have to fucking suck it up. All right, speaking of things we don't like. Not Lucy. I still like Lucy. I mean, once again, for a woman who's insane, she's fucking enjoyed the time I spent with her more than most of the women I've spent time with. That's it. That just boggles my mind to the day. How the fuck she can be that crazy and yet I can have that much fun interacting with her. Edward wrote in. He says, so what happens when two strong, independent women who don't need no man get impregnated by the same sperm donor? Their kids might grow up in the same town, go to the same college, and even bang each other without knowing they're blood related. Here's the link. Hang on, I'm trying. There we go. That'll work. So here's the link. This is reddit.com/23andme. Here's what it says. Link will be in the show notes. 23andMe has just shown that I've been accidentally dating my half-sister. My girlfriend, I'll refer to her as Sarah, and I have been dating a little over a year. Our relationship has been going very well. We both happen to come from the same town and met each other in college after being introduced by a mutual friend of ours. Last year, for Christmas, Sarah decided to come over and stay with me at my apartment for the holidays. I also decided not to go home for the holidays either. Plus, all my roommates were back home visiting family, so we had the whole place to ourselves. It's perfect. Christmas Day rolls around, and Sarah had bought both of us 23andMe DNA kits. Thing is, we were both conceived by in vitro fertilization via sperm donors. Both of our fathers were infertile, so our parents had no choice. Deep down, both of us were hoping to find our biological fathers through the service. Fast forward less than a month later to today, and both of our results are in. Sarah comes over to spend the weekend, and we go through our results together on our laptops. We compare our ancestry and health reports, and nothing seems off. I even found out that I'm 2% Native American. Ah, dude, you can play the fucking Native American card. Yes. Now, see, there are some rumors that in my family history, we had some Native American. I don't know if this has panned out or not. I haven't done a 23andMe or any of this other DNA testing. I don't know, because I've heard things about this that it's bullshitty. I mean, everything's bullshitty. Everything's bullshit. You know, I watched a video just last night while I was doing some photo editing. Ed Latimer was talking about some stuff. You know, and this is not anything new, but here's just another man saying it. He's like, I don't pay attention to the news. I don't watch the news. I can't control it. It doesn't affect me. I don't watch the news, and I'm much happier. That's how I look at it. Dude, I don't watch the news. I don't pay attention to bullshit. So, great one. What do you? Yeah, you know, it's like, I look at bullshit for the purpose of this podcast. Because that's what the podcast is. It's me sometimes rant. Sometimes I'm serious and sometimes I talk about this. You know that. If you've been here for a while, you know I go all over the fucking place. But the shit where I... And God, if I found some stuff I want to rant about. But I rant about it on the podcast and I walk away. And I don't think about it anymore. Anyhow, I don't know what that has to do with the story. I'm tangenting. Hang on. All right. Fast forward. 2% Native American race card. Actually, I'm a Native American elder. Listen to this. Hey, oh, ha, hoo, hey, he, ho, ha, hey, ha, hey, ha, hey, ho, hee, hey, ha, hey, ha. There you go. You better fucking respect me. I'm an elder. Not an old guy. Elder. Elder. All right, so he's 2% Native American. He can play the race card. All was well until we arrived at the DNA relative section. Sarah tightly holds my hand and says, I hope we both find our fathers. Then I open mine up, and at the top of my screen, I see Sarah's name. 27% DNA shared, half sister. Sarah starts laughing hysterically and tells me to stop joking. I don't react to anything she says and just stare at my screen in disbelief. I then abruptly grab her laptop and open up her DNA relative section. We see the same thing. My name at the top, 27% DNA shared, half brother. At this moment, my brain just completely short circuits. I've been having sex with my half sister. Holy fucking shit. What the fuck? My God, dude. Oh. You know, I can appreciate the humor here. I feel bad for these two. Why? Yeah, two women with marrying infertile men and envy. I don't see. I really don't. This is. There's some humor here, and Edward, thanks for sending this to me. I is honest to God, I don't know how the fuck to respond to it. Because when I saw his subject line, you know, banging your half-sister, of course, the first thing I thought about was Arkansas. Then I remembered in Arkansas, they bang their full sisters. By the way, you know, in Arkansas, you know what you call a 12-year-old girl that can run faster than her brother? A virgin. In Arkansas, banging your half-sister and your sister and your quarter-sister and your three-quarter-sister and your full, that happens all the time. Banging your mom happens in Arkansas. Honest to God, I don't know how to respond to that. I really don't. Which doesn't happen to me very often. Normally, I can just scream and rant about nearly anything. Along that same line, we got another one here from Edward. He writes in, the cuckening. Activists, women, and politicians from the UK are asshurt that men do secret paternity tests on their children. Apparently, about 20% of fathers discovered they're not related to the children they're supposed to raise. Here's the article. It's from the dailymail.co.uk, so I already doubt it. But here's the thing. And Oh my God. Why? No, go away, video. DNA test. You have 20% of men will learn they are not the father of the child they are testing. He added that in some regions, the figure is higher, including the Northeast, where it is 30%. Alpha Biolabs, leading British home test supplier. Yep. Yeah, and I mean, of course, oh my God, experts warn that the shock of learning a child is not biologically theirs can lead to severe emotional distress for some men for which they may not be prepared. Really? Gosh. Finding out that your wife has lied to you. Link will be in the show. God, there's a lot of fucking videos on this website. Jesus fucking Christ. This is why I just... why do I not have a fucking, oh, I know why. I gotta get a script blocker. I'm using WaterFox because I gave up on Firefox. I need a fucking script blocker. I think that's the problem. Mr. What's this? Last week, founder Richard Mason, who discovered the three sons he raised as his own with ex-wife Kate, were not biologically his. Mr. Mason's devastating realization was the result of his being diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, which led doctors to inform him that he has been infertile since birth. After the diagnosis, he confronted his ex-wife and uncovered the truth that his sons had been conceived by another man with whom she had conducted a 4-year affair. Yes, and this is why women, I've been saying this for years, women are absolutely terrified of paternity testing for men. When I become president of the United States, it's going to be mandatory. Children are born, there will be paternity testing. Once again, if you are a man, this is not learning from my mistakes, because I haven't made this mistake as far as I know, but I'm going to try to tell you guys something. If you are a man and some woman comes and says to you that she's pregnant, it's your kid, guys, don't just fucking believe it. I don't know if you can do paternity testing before the kid comes out of the womb. I mean, with current technology, I can't imagine that it's impossible. There's got to be a way to get in there and snag some... But the kid's inside the... What do you call it? The sack, right? No, you could probably penetrate that with a really thin, like a fiber optic needle or something, and go in and bam, just plug a couple of cells from the fetus. Anyway, as soon as paternity testing is possible, as soon as it's financially viable for you, because that might be really expensive, make sure the kid is biologically yours. Because this, brace yourselves. I'm gonna spit some game here. I'm gonna tell you some truth. I'm gonna do a little black pilling. I'm gonna tell you something you may not know this, because it's a well kept secret. Okay, you ready? Women will lie. Now, I know what you're saying. You say, whoa, 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 great one. Women never lie. Women are perfect. Women are goddesses. Women are the center of the universe. Women have so much integrity. You know, if only women ran the world, there'd be no more wars, because women are so great at communicating, and they're honest, and they're truthful, and they're loyal. Now, see, none of that's true. Women will lie, especially when it comes to who's the father of their children. And this is also why male abortion should be a thing. Men should be able to completely say, hey, I am aborting this child. I'm not going to pay anything for this child. I give up all rights to this child, you know, and I give up any benefits. This child grows up to be a doctor or whatever. I don't get to say the child grows up to be a doctor that cures cancer. I don't get to walk around and say, hey, I'm that kid's father. No, no. Men should be able to get abortions. I know that the small-minded people can't wrap their brain around that, and that's part of the problem. If I say to you men should be able to get an abortion to completely, what's the word I'm looking for, to completely dissolve any ties between themselves and a child financially, if you are unable to comprehend how that would work and why that needs to be done. Okay, when I talk about that 80% of white people that need to be exterminated, see, you would be in that 80% if you don't understand the concept of male abortion. If that just makes no sense to you, you should be gone. Anyhow, a link to that will be in the show notes. Again, thanks, Edward. What else do I got here? Because we're running. Here we go. This one's from Jim. Jim wrote this back when I first announced that I had to move to another place. Dear Great One, Thought I'd share this topic with you since you seem to be low on material and have lots of time for podcasting. Everybody's a comedian. That is funny, though. That is very funny. The group I work with was having a discussion on forcing the public to get vaccinations. The general consensus was that this would be a good thing. I summarized their idea as taking control of someone's body for the sake of the children's. I then applied that logic to abortion. See, there was your mistake. You used logic. You can't do that, Jim. When you're talking to stupid people, you can't use logic. The women's argument has always been my body, my choice. Well, shouldn't we take control of women's bodies and stop their abortions for the sake of the unborn children's? You can imagine the blank stares I got before I was accused of being anti-vaccinations and anti-abortion. Of course, I am exactly the opposite. I like it when people don't vaccinate. It removes morons from the gene pool. And I also like baby killers. It removes bad mothers who will create bad people. Sorry to hear about your shelter situation. Hope it works out. Jim. And Jim is right. Yeah. I am all about people not getting vaccinated if they don't want to. Once again, the stupid people will say, but if they don't get vaccinations, they endanger the rest of us. Well, no, because if I don't get vaccinated, say for measles, and you do get vaccinated for measles, and I get measles, well, you can't get measles unless the vaccination doesn't work. Right? So if the vaccination works, you're safe. Let it do what it wants to do. And as we all know, as a great one is abortion murder. Well, we still haven't defined murder. We still haven't defined what it means to be a person, the human. Does the fetus have human DNA? Yeah, sure. Fine. Abortion's murder. I'm totally okay with that. I'm still not against it because most of these kids born, especially to single mothers, they're going to be future school shooters. Yeah, abort them. You can argue that it's murder all day long. I'm just not convinced that letting these kids be raised by shitty parents is better than them not existing. I'm willing to discuss it, but you're gonna have to work really hard to convince me.